This is Graham Atwell with Sounds of the Bazaar. Well, today's sounds is pretty obviously going to be triggered off by the report in the Guardian newspaper saying universities tell Gordon Brown cuts will bring us to our knees. Now, a mixed feelings, because this report comes from the leaders of the Russell Group of what they call themselves 20 leading universities. I call them 20 elitist universities, who have always considered them apart and better than all the rest. But it's hard to disagree with what they're saying. Basically, the UK government, the Labour Party, is proposing to cut 800 million from the university, 600 million from the university budgets by 2013. That's on top of 180 million the government's already asked universities to find in efficiency savings, although where those efficiency savings come from, I don't know. And a further 135 million asked for in the same period by the Lord of Darkness himself, Peter Mandelson. The business secretary, that's interesting. In what other country is a business secretary responsible for universities? And that cuts about a third of the budget. And look, there's no doubts about it. It's going to savage the universities. It's not just going to affect more efficiency. And how do you get more efficiency in universities? You cut back on staff. You have much, much larger lectures. You cut back on buying books. Look, these are real cuts on education. But it's going to affect research as well. And as the Guardian article rightly points out, both in Germany and in France, they're reacting to the recession by pumping further amounts of money in, 18 billion in Germany, 11 billion into higher education in France. It's going to cut innovation. But look, it comes from two fundamentally wrong models. The first, the very model the UK have of universities as business, rather than seeing their contribution to innovation and seeing innovation as part of the community and economy as a whole, but rather seeing them as business services. And secondly, it comes from what I think is our misguided attempt at mass university education. I'm all in favour of opening up education to all who want it, higher education to all who want to study. And that means actually providing grants if you're not to provide a class bias in who can afford to go to university. But at the same time, I'm also in favour of recognising that university isn't for everyone. And I think we should be developing a high-class vocational education system seen as equal prestige to the academic education you get through university. And it's our failure to do that, our attempts to think we can turn universities into a business service which churns students in and churns them out to a degree and churns them into a job, which has led us to this sorry situation and to a sorry understanding of the role of university in society, which has led to this misguided, and that's an understatement, policy by the Labour Party. And it's not that I'm anti-Labour Party. The Tory Party are no better. And in fact, I would be even more worried about what they say. David Willetts, the Tory spokesman on higher education, said he's already said he could not promise to reverse the cuts of his party in power. And he'd encourage universities to reduce overheads by relying more on charitable donations. He said, charitable donations from where? Just as universities are not a business, universities are not a charity. So let's rethink this out and use this as an opportunity, though a sad opportunity, to think about the purpose and nature of university in our society today and where we see the universities of the future going. And I'll talk more about that in a future broadcast on the Pontedusky Sounds of the Bazaar Audio Boo channel. You've been listening to Graham Atwell, Sounds of the Bazaar.